Welcome to another episode of Misadventurous. I am your host, Tiffany Rouge. Thanks for joining me, by the way. I wanted to real talk in this episode because we are so connected these days and we have this life on social media. Everything you see has been groomed and tailored to look a certain way, and I feel like it's affecting people. You know, I've seen it affect me in multiple ways, and I'm not quite sure whether or not it's healthy. So I wanted to sort of run through some things that I do before I post on social media and share with you a bit of an experience that I had that really made me think deep down about we're creating this culture of perfection, and I'm not quite sure that it's healthy, and I want to start having the conversation that there really is this culture out there. So let's get into it. I'm real talking on this one today because I want to talk about how every single post we put on social media, we're creating a perfect culture. We post so that our thoughts, actions, and pictures can be shared and admired by others. And I've got this saying that no one is ever going to put as much thought or action into your thoughts or actions as you are. And it makes me feel a lot better about everything that I do because I know that I'm the only one that cares as much about my life. But when we make those thoughts and actions very public on social media, it's almost like you're asking people to comment on your thoughts and actions. It's no wonder that there is such things as social media anxiety, and a lot of mental health issues are coming about and becoming a little bit more prevalent these days. It's the fame business that people want so much, but surely people who have worked so hard to get famous should be able to deal with the scrutiny, right? I think that's why so many pop stars and celebrities get addicted to drugs and have really outlandish habits, homes, and lifestyles. You take the Kardashian clan, they've been front and center for years now, and they're on top of every social media out there. Big Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat games, but the robbery in Paris made them completely change the way they posted on social media. The Kardashians Photoshop, filter, and alter their images so that their followers only see the good, controlled part of what they want them to see. Same as their TV show. They have a say in how they're portrayed. It's almost like our perception of this family has been packaged all nicely for us. And the crazy thing is, we're doing the same thing, just in a condensed form, every time we post on social media. Sure, I'll only post pictures of myself on Facebook when I look good, but when I share links and videos on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, that's been predetermined by my choosing to post. A couple of weeks ago, I came across the speech that Lisa Wilkinson did about Eurydice Dixon on The Project, and I didn't agree with some of the things that she was saying. That being said, I didn't watch the video to the end, so I missed one fine detail that was at the end of the clip. But I shared her video onto my Facebook feed with my dismay about some of her comments. I'm not usually the political poster, so I sat and I had a bit of a think about whether or not I needed to say or post what was in my head at the time. What I usually do when it comes to posting things of any sort of political nature or that might be a little bit left of center is run through a quick checklist by asking myself a few questions before posting. The big one is, do I need to say this? In my head, yes, I needed to say it. The next one is, do I need to say this right now? Is it timely? Can I wait till tomorrow to say it? Can I wait a week later to say it? Do I need to say this right now? And in my head, yep, needed to say it. It had just been shared on social media. Apparently it had just aired, and that's where I was. So number three, is this something you want someone who's never come across you before to use as a first impression of you? Now, I usually forget about the third question because usually my answers are no to the first two, so I don't end up posting. But on the day I posted the comments about The Project and Lisa Wilkinson, I just watched the Friendly Geordies video that rubbished The Project, and I was in full hating of The Project mode, so I skipped question three and posted anyway. 30 minutes later, I went back and checked my status, and no one had liked it. No big deal, right? It's a political status, and I thought surely the right people haven't seen my post yet. But after 45 minutes, an hour, nothing, not a single like. Then, about 20 minutes after that, the sister of a really good friend of mine commented with her shock of how I took the whole piece and how I missed the mark. And I was shocked that she was shocked. I went back and reread my comments and the video, but this time I watched the video to the end and I realized that I wasn't as informed as I should have been, and I wasn't clear on my thoughts about the issue. So I took the post down. But then all of these feelings of doubt started flooding in. Who'd seen this? It's been up for an hour and whatnot. What must have I come across as? I was scared. I messaged the girl who commented saying I wasn't clear and that I'd taken the post down. But it made me feel really uneasy about the whole thing. My brain went into overdrive. I was overthinking my use on social media about everything. My head was filled with the sorts of thoughts where I was scared to share my opinion, mainly because it's a little bit left of center, especially on this issue. But I was scared to share my opinion because I was scared of what I was going to get back, of what people will comment with. And most of all, because people can become keyboard warriors and haters so quickly that I might not be able to handle it. I like to think of myself as a strong person, but with enough hate, anyone can be brought down. We're so quick to jump on injustices and pull people up on their mistakes that we don't really stop to think and look at the damage that it may cause. People have had mental breakdowns because of the hate on social media, when all they really did was make a mistake. And we've come along with our high horse, tearing them down, even though we too are prone to making mistakes. It's as if we've built this culture where perfection is celebrated. You think about it, it gets you book deals, money, influence. But the minute you make a mistake, you are out the door. Goodbye, movie contracts. Say adios to all of those endorsement deals. And your perfect life is no longer perfect on or off social media. Is there such a thing as giving someone a break on the internet? We're doing so much to tear down the perception of that perfect body type. But what about the perfect life on social media? I feel really lucky that I grew up in a world without social media. I've made some monumental mistakes, and I'm so glad that a lot of them didn't end up on the internet. But what about the kids whose stupid ideas get turned into memes or silly videos posted by 13-year-olds with comment sections longer than my large intestine? Who's telling them not to post? Who's making sure they run through a little checklist before they publicly embarrass themselves? No one. It's no wonder there's a large anti-bullying movement with kids dropping like flies, victims to their own social media profiles. I think it's really important to think before you post. Everyone should be running through that 3-question checklist before they post a status, but I think we need to run through it every time we leave a comment, like, or share. It's so easy to forget who our audience is and just post for the sake of posting and maybe hoping that a certain few people will see a status when in reality, a lot more of them are going to see it. So I'm going to give you the checklist again. Do I need to say this? Do I need to say this right now? Is this something you want someone who's never come across you before to use as a first impression of you? But I want to add a couple more questions to this. And that is, does this person or your network need to see this? And is your comment going to help or hurt the poster? Next time you post anything, I want you to run through that checklist and see how long it takes for you to rethink your need to say something. I like to think of myself as someone who'd rather go out and live their life rather than post it on social media. You know that image of people holding up their phones at a concert? I'd rather be the person who experiences the concert than watches it again on the video because you can never get that moment back. I would love to know what you think about this. I feel very strongly about this culture of perfection, and I feel like we need to start doing something about it, but starting with just having a conversation, even if it is just you having a conversation with someone else, or you sharing this podcast, telling people how you feel about this whole culture of perfection that we're building on social media, I would love for you to continue this conversation. Post it on your socials. Join the Misadventurous Adventure Seekers Facebook group. Let me know what you think of this because to me, this is a very, very prevalent issue. And I know that change starts with a conversation. So let's start having that conversation.